Genesis chapter 1 and then 1 Corinthians chapter 1. All right, in Genesis chapter 1, well, what we'll talk about a little bit here for just a second before we get into the verses that we're going to look at is, you guys have been hearing about this Revelation 12 sign and all this stuff? Heard much about it. Paul and Linda were talking about it. And, of course, I was thinking about Paul and Linda when I was thinking about this. I get here and they're not here. We're going to put it on the internet. And I can listen to it. But the Revelation 12 sign, it's about, not astrology, but astronomy. It's about the stars and some things. But what we're going to do is look at a biblical view of this thing. So we want to anchor to the Bible. We don't want to get all, you know, goofed up with some YouTube preachers or something on this thing. But in Genesis chapter number 1, in verse number 14, it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." So when you're talking about the stars in heaven, God put them there for signs and seasons, days and years. I mean, we just read that. However, you've got to be careful because you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. In verse number 22, it says, "For the Jews require a sign." Right? "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom." So, most of the signs out there, their signs are given to the Jews. So, well, yeah, but when you're reading that Genesis chapter 1, there wasn't Israel yet. Well, yeah, well, Jesus Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, too. What do you do with that? That was before Genesis 1, right? So, he knew that the Jews were going to be here. He knew he was going to choose them as people. Remember, God's outside of time, and he gave these signs for the Jews. Now, if you remember when Jesus Christ was born, they saw the star, and they followed the star. Well, the star was given. How did they know to follow the star? Because it was prophesied to the Jews. So some Gentiles even realized that star was going to be there. And even the Gentiles, some of the Gentiles knew to follow that star. And they knew that it was going to lead them to the Messiah, lead them to Jesus Christ. So even though God gives the signs to the Jews, the Gentiles can look at them. But he's talking to the Jews primarily through these signs. So when you get into Revelation chapter 12, we'll look at it a little bit. But I say that to say this. He's not giving us, I don't believe that he's given us a sign directly that the rapture's happening. But you can't know the day and the hour, but you can know the season. And you can look at these signs that he's given the Jews in the past, and he's likely given the Jews right now, and you can say, well, the way these things are lining up, we can deduce from that that we're going to be out of here. You know? But turn with me to Revelation chapter 12. We'll look at this and we'll see what we're looking at here. Get a little better idea of it. Revelation chapter 12. I'll read down through here just a little ways, and then we'll talk about what they're calling the Revelation 12 sign and what they have been calling it over the years. In verse number 1, it says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." So we can see that it's talking about this woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and her head crowned with 12 stars. So we know, we can read this and realize it's talking about Israel. The woman Israel. It's talking about the Jewish people, the real Jews. It's talking about Israel. The 12 stars, the crown of the 12 stars represent the 12 tribes. So we know it's Jewish flavor here. It's talking about Israel. And if you see what it says in the next verse, it says, "And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered." And that's Jesus Christ. How do we know? We'll keep reading. "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 horns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. That's obviously Jesus Christ. Come back to rule reign with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that she should they should feed her there 1,260 days. So let's try to plug this into our timeline and make sense of this. So he's seeing a woman that's pregnant with child. She's in travail, getting ready to have birth. So obviously, we know that happened over here when the birth of Christ. Okay? And then it says, if we drop down through here, it says she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. So that was what he came for. That's the primary purpose he came, is to rule and reign. If the Jews would have just accepted him as Messiah, there wouldn't have been a church age. There wouldn't have needed to be a church age. What's the church age for? I mean, it's for God to show his grace, I understand that, God to show his mercy, but it's to provoke the Jews to jealousy. See, it's about the Jews. You say, well, the church age is about anybody that will, whosoever will. It is, but it's really about the Jews, because in his long suffering, he's taken his whole church age to try to get Israel jealous and upset, and then reveal who Christ really is to them again. And when they accept him, they'll put all the pieces together. But we see the birth of Christ, and then it says, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. When did that happen? Well, that happened over here at the ascension of Christ. In the early part of what we're calling the church age. Okay. Then it says, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. This verse is interesting for a couple of reasons. Remember we talk about the tribulation? We're talking about a 7-year period that's split up into 3.5 years and 3.5 years. So that the months here, what it says again, 1,260 days, that equals 3.5 years or 42 months, which is also equal to the book of Job, 42 chapters, which is a type of the tribulation for the Jews. So we've got the woman being taken care of in the wilderness for 42 months. So if you're looking at this, you're going, this doesn't really flow. It looks like he's born to reign, then he goes back, and then the woman's in the wilderness. This doesn't make a lot of sense. But it does if you realize that this pause in the time of Israel is here, the church age. So Christ is born, he goes back, he's with God at his throne, with the Father in his throne, and then later on, Israel's going to go to the wilderness and be fed in the tribulation. So all this stuff's true, it's just breaking it up the right timeline. That is a terrible set of brackets there. I'm going to redo that. But probably make it worse. But it is worse. So if you look at this and realize the birth of Christ, it's talking about the birth of Christ. Remember the Bible says in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament sheweth his handiwork, day in and day out of their speech. Remember that? There's no their speech or language, but their voice is not heard. Their line's gone out through all the earth. Well, that is what it's telling you, is the creation's preaching. If the heavens declare the glory of God, think about what the heavens declaring the glory of God means. What's Hebrews say? That Jesus Christ is the express image and glory of God. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, in John. So the heavens are preaching Jesus Christ. So if you look at astronomy, not astrology, stay away from that stuff, but you look at astronomy, God put those things in there for a sign. That, I just talked to a guy at the parking lot over at Kroger the other day, witnessed to him. He was talking about, he said he was saved. That was a long story. I won't get into the whole story, but we got into a Bible study, me, him, and Lucas. We got into a Bible study on Jesus drank wine, all this other stuff. It got crazy out there. But anyway, he didn't change my mind, and I don't know if I changed his or not, but the Holy Spirit hopefully will change his mind on some stuff. He's probably saved. He said he was saved. Who knows? He had a little bit of Bible knowledge, and he said, well, let me ask you this. He told me he worked with some preacher for years, and some pastor, some church, and when he'd show him verses about Jesus drank wine, or not Jesus drank wine, but God said it's all right to drink and all this stuff, crazy stuff. And then he said, but the other preacher said, well, that's just Old Testament. It's not, he didn't say that in the Old Testament. He didn't tell you in the Old Testament to go down to the VFW and tie one on. He did not do that. But anyway, then he said, well, let me ask you something. I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you can help me on this. And when he first said it, I thought he was being genuine, but then I thought, oh, he's setting a trap for me. They do this all the time. If they want to get you to doubt or want to stump you. What about the heathen on the, you know what I mean? Y'all heard this. What about the guy in the poor country over there that's never heard of Jesus? Is it fair for him to go to hell? I said, well, the book of Romans says they'll be judged by their conscience. And I said, that Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. So the reason you go to these nations, these third world countries, and you go to these backwoods places or whatever, backwoods, not like Missouri and Kentucky, right? But you go to these places on the other side of the hill where ain't nobody been. They're worshiping the sun, they're worshiping the moon, they're worshiping stars, they're worshiping trees, because God has built something into man and need to worship. And that need to worship, he wants directed to him. So that person that's never set in a church service, and you know what I told him? I said, you know, what's even worse than that? I said, how about the people down the street from you that's got $500,000 in the bank that nobody's told them about Jesus, and they don't care. They're not looking. I said, the heathen on the backside of the mountain's looking. And if he's really looking, God will send him somebody. He'll send him a missionary. He'll crash a plane full of tracks over there if he has to. He's worried about souls. Amen? But, you know, and that guy's like, yeah, whatever, you know. But that's the deal. The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament sheweth his handiwork. It's more to it than just those words, because Jesus Christ is the glory of God. And those stars declare Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is his glory. As according to Hebrews, according to John. So when we're looking at this, what they call the Revelation 12 sign, it's talking about the woman. They say it's Virgo, the woman, and the star in September 2017 or whatever entered in through the Virgo constellation, looked like it went into her womb, spun around, come back out. Okay? I'm not doubting that God did that. I don't know. He can do that. He does that stuff. He just said that let him be for days, times, all that. Let him be for signs. Okay? So now, in 2023, now see, I don't believe this is an accident, but I don't believe we can hang our hat on this as a certainty either for the rapture date. But there's I guess a comet or something up there. Something they named Child. And this thing named Child, this comet, asteroid, whatever it is headed for Virgo, and it's going to enter the womb area of Virgo at about the 23rd of this month. So do I believe that's hokey pokey? I don't know. I think God does this stuff on purpose. But that doesn't mean the rapture's happening. I hope and pray it does. I'm leaning more toward spring. I really am. I really believe it's going to be at the Passover. You don't have to believe that. I believe that, though. The first Passover is about the blood. I think the second Passover is going to be all about the blood. I think the first Passover, he didn't take out the ones that were covered, and I think the second Passover, the next Passover that he comes back, I think he's going to take out the ones that are covered with blood. I could be wrong. It just makes sense. That's just theory of mine, and that's worth as much as anybody else's theory, I guess. Maybe less than some. But since this last spring has already passed, let's go with September, amen? Let's go with the Feast of Tabernacles or whatever. Let's just go with September. So when you're looking at this, I was thinking about this as I read this through a couple times. Now, if this sign happened here, which is what that's talking about, I mean, doctrinally, specifically, it's talking about Jesus Christ being born. It's talking about him going back. It's talking about the woman later on being in the wilderness. which don't let me forget, I want to talk about that woman in the wilderness for just a second too, but I want to get to something else first. What if this is not Bible doctrine? We're not changing the Baptist church to believe this or anything like that. But what if? Don't you like thinking about this what if stuff sometimes? What if when the Antichrist comes back, it's lined up in the sky just exactly like it was when Jesus Christ came back? The first time they missed Christ. But now there's some Jews looking. And if those signs are for a Jew, maybe the stars and everything will be exactly like they were when Jesus Christ came as when they're introduced to their Messiah. And maybe they'll accept that Messiah. But this is definitely being preached to the Jews. I believe that. But the whole world can... It declares the glory of God to the whole world. So I don't know exactly how this all works out. A lot of folks are saying, oh, no, this September is going to be the rapture, and that's what this is showing and all this. And you got other folks that saying, well, the 12 stars aren't lined up at her head right now. Well, maybe they don't have to be. The 12 tribes aren't where God wants them yet, as far as spiritually speaking. They will be in the tribulation. Maybe the Lord comes back and gets us out of here. Maybe by the end of the tribulation, it's lined up just like that says, with the 12 stars. And when it's lined up just like that says, maybe Jesus Christ literally, physically comes back to this earth at the same exact sign when he come the first time. How about that? That means he could rapture us out of here, and 7 years later, that could line up exactly like it says right there, and Jesus Christ come back the second time. I don't know. It's neat to think about, though. Encouraging, amen? Because people are like, oh, I can't be. The church isn't going to be raptured out now because the 12 stars aren't where they say. They don't have to be. That sign's for the Jews. When's the Jews going to be fully turned back to him? By the end of the tribulation. And I don't know exactly what to make of the first verse here. It says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and a woman clothed with the sun. Now that makes sense, Jesus Christ. She's covered with Jesus Christ. And the moon under her feet. The moon's the type of the church right now. But what if the moon just means the world after the church is gone? Guess what's under Jesus Christ's feet? The heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. So maybe that's when he comes back and rules and reigns. Maybe that's at the end of the tribulation, the beginning of millennial reign. That makes sense to me. That doesn't have anything to do directly, in my opinion, from my take on it, with the rapture. But it does say that if this happens at the end of the tribulation and this is lining up, then we're really close to the rapture. Right? Interesting again. Verse number 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Okay. She goes to the wilderness to a place God had prepared for. Remember what the Jews did under Moses? They went to the wilderness and God had that place prepared for them. And they were fed there. Remember Elijah? The Mount at Brook Cherith? He was fed there. Isn't it interesting? It says that they should feed her there. Who are they? 1,260 days. Who are they? Could it be the Ravens? Not the Baltimore Ravens. But it could be the Raven, Elijah's Ravens. They. I mean, who else is it? Maybe it's the Gentiles that are taking care of the Jews too. But I do honestly believe that it's going to be, God's going to send a manna from heaven. They might get water out of a rock again. The ravens are going to feed them again. I believe that. It's just interesting that word they. If he said, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God and he should feed them, that he should feed them there, 1,260 days, that'd be one thing. But it says they. He's got a place prepared, and he has they, whoever they are, prepared to take care of Israel. Now, we know from Matthew the judgment of nations. The nations are being judged according to how they took care of Israel. So they're going to be people taking care of Israel. But I believe that day is going to be some ravens and stuff too. I really believe that. It's just interesting to think about. We're not going to start our YouTube channel about the Revelation 12 sign, and we're going to doctrinize all this stuff, but it's interesting to think about that. You know, it could be that when the Antichrist, that when they actually accept their Antichrist, things are lined up like when they were supposed to accept Jesus Christ. It could actually be that the things are exactly the way at his first coming, at his second coming, when he actually physically lands on this earth, and that might be in the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And that means he'd be calling us out of here real soon. I don't know about their, they've got a program that predicts all the motion and stars and all this stuff that's going on. I don't know how accurate that thing is, and I don't know anything about it. I really don't want to spend my life getting into that. I got enough problems trying to find time and the right heart to read the Bible to get what God wants me to have out of there. I don't want to chase stars all the time. But I'm sure that that program can get pretty close to figuring this out, and it'd be interesting if 7 years from this September, that wasn't exactly what it says. 12 stars at her head and the moon under her feet. I'd be real interested to know what that says. Because I think that has more to do with the physical second coming of Jesus Christ matching up with the physical first coming of Jesus Christ as far as the sign in heaven. But could be wrong, but that's what it looks like to me. So for them saying this is lining up, so that means the rapture, that's going to line up this year, so the rapture's happening this year. And somebody says, well, it's not lining up exactly like this, so that means the rapture can't happen this year. This isn't talking about the rapture. This is focused on Israel. You have to look at what's going on with Israel, and then you can figure out a season for the rapture, not an exact day. I'm telling you, these people say September 23rd is going to be the rapture. God's not going to let you have that day. If he's going to let you have the exact day and hour, he wouldn't have put that in the Bible. No man knows the day or the hour. But you can know the seasons. If you knew the day and the hour, you'd go to sleep, set your clock for September 22nd. Or some people would be down at the bar until September 22nd. And then they'd try to get right with God, so they'd be right September 23rd, right? God's not going to tell you the day and the hour. But he did put signs up there for the Jews. And I believe we can look at those signs and say, hey, you know what? We're getting close. You can't date the rapture all this stuff. I mean, I would be impressed to know. I'd be very excited to know that this is going to exactly line up in 7 years from this September. Because I think that's to do with the second coming of Jesus Christ literally on this earth. That puts the rapture this year. Amen. But I'm not saying it's September 23rd. First of all, we don't know how accurate the calendars are. Second of all, the Jews were on a calendar that was set by the moon, 30-day cycle. And second of all, they changed their calendar. So I don't know. We don't know exactly what day is what anyway on God's calendar. God still knows exactly the way it's supposed to be to start with. And the Jews might be celebrating, probably are celebrating their Passovers and feasts, all their feasts, and a little bit out of sync, right? So, that being said, I would be very, very, very surprised if the rapture wasn't on the Passover of Feast Tabernacles 1. But to me, it makes sense. And the way I can see it happening, possibly, is the Lord comes back and calls us out here on the Feast of Passover. And somewhere in that Passover period, we're out of here because the first Passover is about the blood, the second is about the blood. And then you say, well, if it was 7 years later, it'd match up with the exact feast. There's also a verse in there that says, except those days be shortened. And it says, but for the elect's sake, they're shortened. So maybe the Passover, and 6 years and 8 months later, or whatever it is, however that works out, 6 months or whatever, God comes back and puts his feet on the Mount of Olives and says, I shorten that time to save the elect. So there's all kinds of ways God can work this out, but I believe that's a possible way. Could be working it out. So don't let anybody discourage you. I mean, get ready for the rapture, amen. I'm not saying it's going to be this year, but don't let them talk you out of it. Get you all discouraged. Well, the 12 stars aren't going to be above her head this year. So the 12 stars, I don't believe they have to do with the rapture directly. I believe they have to do with the second coming of Jesus Christ directly. Amen? And he don't come back till 7 years after the church, approximately 7 years after the church is out. You say, well, what about the seven-year tribulation? You also got to remember at the beginning of the church age, there was a period between the crucifixion and the resurrection and the death of Stephen that he was still dealing with the Jews, and I don't know how God figures that into the 7 years. He could figure that in a few months into it and take a few months off the other end to save the Jews. I don't know how he's going to do it. But all I know is it will work out, and it won't be wrong when God does it. If he decides that the tribulation is going to be 6 years and 8 months, then there was 4 months in Acts. If he decides it's 6 years and 6 months, then there were 6 months there. And I believe it's still a seven-year tribulation, but you're going to have to round up to get complete 7 years. You know, If you say 7 years from now, and it ends up being July instead of September, it's still 7 years, right? And God's math always works, so he's going to work that math out, whether it's here and here or whatever. But if you do hear about the Revelation 12 sign, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about the stars, talking about things lining up. And it looks like very possibly it's when that sign shows up again, since it was pointing to the birth and first coming of Jesus Christ, it could be pointing to the second coming where he actually lands his feet on the Mount of Olives. Okay. Any questions, comments, criticisms? I'll take it. Ridicule of my artwork? No. Anybody? Anything? Brother Jim. Well, the Lord knows what he's talking about. That Bible is true. It'd be good to go this year. If the calendar's off and we go October 1st instead of September something, praise God. If we go, if he takes us out a day before the 23rd just to show all those other guys they don't know what I'm talking about, praise the Lord, amen. He already showed me, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just, you know, I'm giving you conjecture here, deductive reasoning. Brother. It could be, but I do believe this. I believe if you've seen that mark, if somebody put that in their forehead, it would say 666 on it to you. You'd see that. I really believe that. I'm kind of wondering if you see God's people marked in the tribulation, if it doesn't say 777. You know what I mean? You look at God's numerology, I believe you'll be able to see those little marks. I believe the Jews that aren't marked will go, good night, look what they got in their forehead. And they'll be reading Revelation 13:18 and going, his number is the name of a man. 3, 4, 300, you know, 666. I ain't taking that mark. I'll go out and wait for the ravens, amen. But, yeah, it could very well be. It could very well be a QR code or something like that that they scan. I don't even know how they're going to do it now. I mean, is it getting so crazy? You could look at your phone and they could scan it through your phone and mail you a Twinkie or something. I don't know. But there, now you got your food for the week. Better hope it's not a Twinkie. Good night. You're going to be in flames. Send me some water and some .22 ammo. I'll get my own food. But yeah, that's an interesting thought because that is kind of replacing the old barcode. Man. And I don't know for sure, but I think it seems like everything is, even in the QR code, related to 6, isn't it? O's and 6's or something like that. But I don't know. You know more about that than I do, but I think that's what I've heard, the QR code. Yeah. Yeah. And then if you look at not just the COVID mess, but the way the world's changed in the last 10 years or so, and the way God's using things to show us what's coming, and the devil's using things to set things up, and God's allowing it. But you look at UPS, USPS, FedEx, you don't even need a shipping label anymore. They give you a QR code and they scan it. You're getting used to the new way, and the new way could very well be that QR code. I hope that's what it is, because that means we don't have to wait for the next code, whatever it is. We're that much closer. They don't have to come up with something else. But they're training us to not count on physical things. They're training us to look for signs and to accept things. They're training people like Pavlov's dog ringing the bell to get him to eat, you know, all that stuff. They're training us to get used to this stuff. And a lot of us old fuddy-duddies are going kicking and screaming from the old way, you know. I'd just rather put a stamp on an envelope and stuff like that. But they don't want you to do that. You just scan it, and they'll send artificial intelligence to your house to pick it up. And they can drop off your Twinkie and your water when they show up. If you got the mark, if you don't have the mark, they're going to show up with a semi-automatic gun and take you out or something. Who knows? But we're going to be out of here before that happens anyway. Praise the Lord. I hope not. I hope not. I hope you're right. I believe you're right. When I say not long, I'd say I'd be real surprised we're here at the end of next year, but I was surprised we're here at the end of last year. But don't let anybody discourage you about the rapture, because that's what they do, the naysayers. Oh, where's the promise of his coming? And then they get saved people and say, well, it can't be this because this sign means it. You don't know what that sign means. God knows what that sign means. What if some little no-good scrub preacher from the middle of nowhere is right? And that is lined up with the second coming of Jesus Christ, like it was with the first coming of Jesus Christ. What if? I got just as much chance of being right as these other guys. I mean, more than most of them, because I got a Bible. Most of them got an NIV and or some crazy stuff like that. Yeah, I read it occasionally. I read it today, brother. Amen. 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 Amen, brother. Amen. So anyway, I didn't know how much you all had heard. I figure the closer it gets to September 23rd, the more you're going to hear about this sign. And since somebody mentioned it the other day, I thought it'd be fun to look at this and see what the possibilities. I don't know. It looks really, I mean, it's obvious, blatantly obvious, crystal clear that these first two verses are talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's obvious it's talking about him going back, and it's obvious it's talking about the 1,203 score days in tribulation. The thing is, you can't look at this as one piece because God split it up, sucked the church age in there because of the rejection of the Jewish Messiah. But interesting thought.